Okay. So I have a few questions on the parsha. It's Nitzavim, but we're going to ask questions related back to Gisavo and related into Nitzavim. Okay? If we look at the end of Kisavo, or in the middle, it starts with entering into a new bris with Hashem, a new covenant with Hashem. This really starts right after the last mitzvah. We're given mitzvahs in Sefer Dvarim. We're given mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs we're given is Bikurim, Vidui Maaser, etc. And then Pasuk Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tezayin, a new thing starts. Hayom Hazeh, Hashem Elokecha, Mitzavcha La'asoyis Hachukim. Now I'm commanding you to do the mitzvahs, and you're my people. V'Hashem HaMimircha Hayom Li'o Yisrael La'am Segula. I'm making you into my people. Right? It says here, you see where I am, right? Okay. You are my people. You have to do the mitzvos. Then it says you're going to go across the Yarden and you're going to put this on rocks. It says, Haskeitu Shema Yisrael. Now you're becoming a nation. And then what happens? You have to enter into the accepting the klalot, accepting the brachot. And then we have the whole tochacha, and then it says, "Eila divrei brit asher tziva Hashem kodesh lechot bnei Yisrael ba'aretz Moab milvad the brit asher karati tam b'chorev." Aside from the bris that they received in Chorev, so two or three main questions. Question number one: why is there a need for a new bris? What was wrong with the old one? Question number two, what is this one coming to add? Similar to the first question, but another point. Question number three, why now? What's unique about this moment that we're entering into a new bris? Okay, now just to understand the structure of the pasuk. After we enter into the bris, the end of Kitavo gives us chizuk. By the way, don't think it's that bad, because reading this pasuk, why would I want this brit? All I heard is bad things. So Hashem says, no, remember all the miracles Hashem did and the Masot HaGdolot, everything's great. You lasted with me in the Midbar 40 years, I supported you, everything's amazing. Now let's go back to the Brit. Atem Mitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You're all coming. Okay? Let's ask a few more questions. Here it says Kulchem is plural, and then it says all the individuals. Why is it going through everyone? Then it says La'avracha is a singular. What's going on? Down here it says Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pen yesh b'chem ish o isha. Whoa, maybe there's going to be somebody that's thinking to themselves not to be part of this bris. What's going to happen to that person? Lo yoveh Hashem slach lo. Oh, he's never going to get forgiven. Why so bad? Why so harsh? He's never going to be forgiven. There's no other avera in the Torah for this that he's never going to be forgiven. So bad. What happened here? Okay, these are the questions. So here's the theory. I got some of these ideas from everyone, right? But not exactly, not precisely. Basically, the theory is as follows: that the Jewish people. Oh, one other question is that the pasuk says that I'm doing this brit not just with the people that are in front of us today, but also with those who are. How do you bring in people that were not born yet into a brit? They're not alive. How can you bring them into a brit? It doesn't work. Okay? So these are the questions. The answer is like this, that till now, Let's start with one of the middle questions first. Why now? What's unique about this moment? What's unique about this moment is that the Jewish people are about to enter into Eretz Yisrael. They're in Avros Moav. They're about to go into Eretz Yisrael. When they're about to go into Eretz Yisrael, life changes. Everything changes. What's the nekuda that changes? So one of the nekudot that changes is the following. When we're in the Midbar, what happens? There's a very, very strong sense of community. Why is that? Because, very simple, we're all here together. We're all here for one goal. We're all here for one purpose. There's nobody that has anything more than anybody else. Everyone gets their mom. Everyone has their tent. Everyone has their thing. There's no competition. There's no, I'm driving this car, you're driving this car. There's no, I have more money, you less money. I have this investment, you have that. I wake up in the morning and get my mon. You wake up in your morning and get your mon. Right? Everybody, there's no, I'm more religious than you, you're less religious than me. Why? Because we're all equidistant exactly from the Mishkan. Mishkan is in the center. When people are all focused on the same thing, that creates a certain sense of community because we're all here for the same goal. When we're all surrounded and encamped around one central thing, which is the Mishkan, that keeps us together. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that that's why we only got the parasha of the Degalim after the Mishkan, not before, because the Degalim emphasizes individuality. We don't want to focus on individuality until we are very focused on our encamping around the Mishkan as a nation. So that formalizes and focuses that we are one nation. Okay, now we're going to Eretz Yisrael. What happens in Eretz Yisrael? There's a lot of competition. Ish al te'eino v'ish al gefanoi. Every person has their own field, their own land, their own portion, their own business, their own home. I live up in Haifa. You live in Tel Aviv. Lee lives in here, there. Everyone's all over the place. So first of all, there's no natural sense of unity because we're not all together physically. We're all finished our mission together, right? And now there's a sense of me as an individual because now I'm accomplishing, I'm doing. So this is a scary moment right now because now the entire nation could fall apart. So here, Hashem does a new thing. At this moment, we're going to enter into a new bris besides the old bris. The bris at Sinai was for each individual to accept the Torah upon themselves. Now, obviously, it's only because we're part of the of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael as a whole, was the ones that were zoicha to the Torah, but each individual's responsibility was on their own, on themselves. But now at Arvos Moav, we enter a whole new thing of a whole new thing. We enter into a bris as a tzibur, a covenant of a community together. This is the bris of the nation coming together and saying, now I'm not just an individual that has to keep the Torah. I'm a member of the Jewish people that has to see to it that we stay together as a nation. And I have responsibility on the other person to see to it. And we're all accepting it upon ourselves as part of the nation. It's a whole different thing. So this bris is a different bris than the one before. We asked, why now? We're explaining. Right now is when they're about to go to Eretz Yisrael. What was wrong with the previous one, and what's the chiddush of this one? The chiddush of this one is the previous one was just for an individual level. This one is on a group level. Halachically, this is proven because the Gemara says that the whole concept of arvus, arevim ze lazeh, happened at Nitzavim here, did not happen at Sinai. So the concept of kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh started here in Parshas Nitzavim. Okay? So now that's why the pasuk says, Hayom hazeh niyeta le'am, at the end of Kitavo. This bris is when you're becoming a nation. Because till now you're a bunch of individuals, but that was okay because a bunch of individuals who are naturally focused together works. It works to be a nation, but now you're becoming a nation be'etzem. Now you're accepting achrayas for one another as a tzibur. Okay, so that's why. Right now is the time, and that's what's the chiddush over here, and that's why the halacha says that the parsha of Arvus, the Kol Yisrael Zelazeh, happened here. Okay, now I asked a question before that: how is it that you could make a shavua and a bris to obligate people who are not here, who are the children, right? So someone asked you, well, that happened at Sinai too. Oh, so what I'm saying. So the answer to that is, the answer is that let's say a father accepted upon himself a minhag that he fasts every Monday and Thursday. Do his children have to keep that? No, why? Because it's his personal shavua. Right? But let's say his father moved to Syria, and now he accepted upon himself all the Sephardic minhagim. His son has to. Well, why does his son have to? What's the difference? The answer is because once he became part of the tzibor, so the tzibor has this minhag. You're part of it. That's it. You are obligated automatic because you became part of the tzibor. The tzibur has the ability to say, this is what we do, and the tzibur is lomet. The tzibur continues, and everybody that becomes part of it is part of the tzibur. So this shavua is a shavua that we accepted as being part of Klal Yisrael, so whoever joins is chayav. The way I'm accepting the brit is by saying, I want everybody here to accept it as being part of the nation. Oh, so that I want mechayiv you and mechayiv your children. Everyone that's going to be part of the nation is chayav in this shvuah, because this is a shvuah of a people of a nation coming together. So the question is, someone asked me, well, and at Sinai, there were only individuals. But at Sinai also, it says in Chazal that is mushba va'oymed mehar Sinai, that we have a shavua from Sinai. So how does every person have it? But that's different because first of all, it says there that all the neshamot were at Sinai. So to some degree, we were at Sinai. It doesn't say all the neshamot were here in Arvot Moav. It doesn't say that anywhere. Adrama, it explicitly says that I'm making a shavua for whoever's not here. So it's different than Sinai. But furthermore, anyway, the Marsha says that the Shavua that we talk about, that we received the Shavua, it was not at Sinai, it was here. It was not at Sinai. The extra Shavua and Brit actually was this one, not that one. So anyway, but that's what's going on here. Now let's go to the beginning of Nitzavim and we read the Psukim again. Atem mitzavim hayom kulchem. You're all here. Who's all here? Roshechem, and it goes individually. What it's trying to say is there's a kulchem here. You are all part of this. I'm going to talk to each individual, but I'm not talking to you as individuals. I'm talking to you as an individual who's part of the whole. Then it says, le'ovrecha, to pass you through. It says it in singular. Well, it's talking to a lot of people, isn't it? The answer is, I'm not talking to you as individuals. I'm talking to you as one body, one unit of a nation. So it calls it Belashen Yachid in singular, because I'm talking to the nation. I don't want every single person individually to accept this. I want the people that's in front of me, La'avrecha bevrit, so that the individual should accept it as a nation. Okay. Now, the final question we asked was, what's the deal with this guy in Pasuk Yud Zayin that says, "Pen yesh b'chem isho yisha o mishpacha o shevet, asher levavo pone hayom mi'im Hashem Elokeinu"? He doesn't want to do it, and he hears the and he says, "Shalom yeli, I'll do what I want." Lo yove Hashem slach lo. What's the story here? Why is it so bad? So I saw in the Sefer Be'er Yosef, he goes with a similar mahalach to what we're saying here, and he says an unbelievable pshat. He says this guy is not just simply not accepting upon himself the bris as a yachid. He's being porish min hatzibur. He's removing himself from Klal Yisrael because Klal Yisrael now is accepting it, and he's thinking to himself, "I'll do my thing." When are you doing your thing? But this is a national idea. Who are you? You're part of the group. You're not part of it. You're trying now to be parish min hatzibur. Oh, look at the Rambam. Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Bet, Hilchot Tshuva. There are a few people, five people, that we don't let them do tshuva. The first one, Taparesh min hatzibur. If you exclude yourself from the tzibur. Oh, so that's the pasuk says. Lo yoveh Hashem sloach lo. Hashem doesn't want his tshuva. No matter what. You don't want to be part of the group. You're removing yourself from the tzibur. It doesn't say here someone that does avodah zara. Someone that does avodah zara could be that this part is possible to do tshuva still. It's not because he did avodah zara. It's because he's parish min hatzibur. It's unbelievable pshat. So he took himself away from the tzibur. That says the Be'er Yosef. That was the problem of this guy, and that's why lo yoveh Hashem sloach lo. Now at the end, though, at the end, a person may think to themselves, "Okay, so I'm look. As long as I'm part of the tzibur, it's good." So what does the pasuk say then? No, hanig, we this that we are responsible for one another is about niglot, is about what's on the outside. But on the inside, every person has to take care of themselves. No one can help you with your inside. You can't say, "Well, I'm part of the group, I'm part of the tzibur, I'm good," and then at home do whatever you want. Because all that matters is I'm part of the tzibur. I come to shul and I'm a good guy. But what I do at home is my own private business. I never accepted a shvuah about that. No. Hanistarot l'Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem holds everyone responsible for that nistarot as well. And that's the end of the parasha. So the chidush of this shvuah is that the Jewish people entered into a bris as a nation, as a people, and that was more than what they had at Sinai. And that's the chidush of the Arvos over here. I will say, I saw in the morning today that Tzlach in Brochus seems to say something different than what I said. Because he asks a question, he has a diuk in the Tosfos in Psach in Brochus, that the Tosfos in Brochus says that there's no arvus on Kohanim and Levim. Kohanim and Levim don't have arvus. He says, why not? So he says, because the Arvos was only part of the bris in Nitzavim. It wasn't part of the bris of Sinai. Why did we lose the bris at Sinai? So the way I'm saying it is because the bris at Sinai wasn't about this subject. It was a different type of bris. So he says, we lost the bris at Sinai because we did the Egel. But the Kohanim Levim never did the Egel, so they never got this new bris. They still had the old one. And therefore, they didn't get Arvos. That's his chidush. The way we're saying they this one and the first one was for individuals. This one is as a tzibur. Now you ask me another question: why don't they have the arvos part? It could be that the reason why Kohanim Levim don't have the arvos is because they are by definition responsible for the people, because the Kohanim Levim have to teach the people. They're not accepting it as a nation. Everyone's responsible for each other. Our responsibility for you is to teach you. The Kohanim Levim have by definition a responsibility for the people. So their way of being part of the tzibur is not through taking responsibility one to another, it's to teach the people to do it. So maybe it's a different reason why they don't have arvus, perhaps we could say. Because their responsibility is being manifested in a different way. That's another thought. Okay?
Thank you, Rabbi Etzel. Thank you, Malvin.
Thank you.
Shikoya,
Shkoyach.
Shikoya, Shikoya, good Shabbos.